some time with me, and I know that you'll find love. I will possess your heart.
Done. river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. People eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with
long and long.
Walking for the clown town.
Ha! Long and long.
Walking for the clown town.
Yeah, I'm working hard in Harrisburg. Working hard in Petersburg.
Working for the clown town. Working for the clown town.
Ha! Long and long.
Begging to be melted down.
Long and long.
Enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
Isn't it crime in giving yourself over to pleasure?
It was 100 degrees as we sat beneath a willow tree whose tears didn't care. They just hung in the air and refused to fall, to fall. And I knew I'd made a horrible call, and now the state line felt like
the stars.
Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. I straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. I had a load of trouble that turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Well, right away I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans. Help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. Have people there who care a little about me and have all let the poor boy down. Hey.
I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Let her go. She's on you all the time. Hate to upset you, I'll break it to you. You're all out of time. Can you tell? Haven't you seen the signs? Are you so blinded by love to find you are to open your eyes? I know you won't be fine. I see that now's the time. I only want the best for you. So unkind.
nation. No spectrum generation. Trying to grab down the turnpike. After hours on a miracle mic. Grinding the gears, 18 wheels. Pigs and robots riding on the heels. Power through a roadblock, making a sandblast. Diesel inferno, moving like Drano. Down the horizon, purple gases. Semi trucks, hauling their asses. Novocaine, hit the road. Express mode.
Downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane. But when I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, a matter of fact. You can call me Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Listening and re-listening to smile.
Freeform Radio. An earthquake's out to a girl's guitar. They're just another good vibration. And tidal waves couldn't save the world from California. Hey, I started in marijuana to break the spell of aging. Sicker than the rest, there is no test, but this is what you're craving.
Thank you. Rebecca. Thanks. The song's on the third record. It's called Next Year. It sounds like this.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
I of 82. I fell into dark times and you were there to help me through. You told me that a downturn will eventually improve, and you were right, so I'm thanking you.